The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John.
Glory to you, Lord.
The feast of the dedication was taking place in Jerusalem. It was winter. And Jesus walked about the temple area on the portico of Solomon. So the Jews gathered around him and said to him, "How long are you going to keep us in suspense? If you are the Christ, tell us plainly." Jesus answered them, "I told you, and you do not believe. The works I do in my Father's name testify to me, but you do not believe, because you are not among my sheep. My sheep hear my voice. I know them, and they follow me. I give them eternal life, and they shall never perish. No one can take them away from my hand. My Father, who has given them to me, is greater than all, and no one can take them out of the Father's hand. The Father and I are one." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
The Gospel of John. We were taught in our youth group many years ago on a retreat that we are called to memorize the Gospel of John. And so, as young men, we came together and we began to memorize the Gospel of John. In the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God. And the Word was God. And so, in the very beginning of that chapter, Jesus established himself as God. And so, the doctrine of the Trinitarian God is established and is identified in that reading. So that Jesus came into the world. He was sent by the Father, and then Jesus speaks through the words that kind of helps you to identify himself. He identified himself as God, as the Father. And for the Jews, that was very confusing. How could this man be the Messiah? And then on top of that, it talks about the Holy Spirit. So even more confusion. But when you read the Gospel of John, it says, he came to his own, and his own rejected him. And for those who believe in him, he gave power to become children of God.
Amen.
And so from the very beginning, we know that the Jews up to this day, probably some Jews, still wait for the coming of the Messiah. When the Messiah came, and their eyes were barred that they could not see among them was the Messiah. But we see that Jesus is no respecter of persons, that Jesus loves all.
Yes.
And he cares about all. And in a true sense, he has no favorite, because he came to save, or to seek and save the lost. And so we see it in the first reading, that Peter is going now to Cornelius. Peter is going to the non-Jews. He's going to the Gentiles. We see Paul, who is a Jew, and who taught, you know, in a sense that Jesus wasn't the Messiah. We see his conversion. And Paul now identifies himself as a light for the Gentiles. And Paul has gone in Gentiles' territory and proclaimed the Word of God, establishing that Jesus came to seek and save the lost. We see men and women, lives When the word of God is proclaimed, men and women lives are touched. They experience conversion.
Yes.
And now that zealousness they have to share Jesus with others. The question this morning that we might want to ask ourselves, have my life been touched by Jesus? And one way to answer that question, when we do the introspection, is, am I an evangelist? St. Mother Teresa was asked a question as she met with philosophers and theologians, Mother, what is evangelization? And a very simple but yet profound answer she gave. She said this, evangelization is having Jesus in your heart, and every person you meet, every person you encounter, you put Jesus into their hearts. Amen. Very profound that as we live our lives supposed to evangelize others. Not just when we come to church on a Sunday morning or a Saturday evening, but how we live 24/7 is so important, because it is said that our lives might be the only Bible that many others would read. And so as we become witnesses for Jesus, as we become zealous for Jesus, that our zeal will evangelize others. The way we speak to others, the way we dress, the way we love our neighbors, that is what is going to evangelize others. So there are many people that are hurting. And sometimes, maybe, just think about your WhatsApp list. Think about the religious things that you choose maybe not to send to certain people, because maybe you think that they might reject it, or they maybe are not Christians. And sometimes we refrain from sending religious messages to certain people. Maybe we need to change that. Maybe we need, especially in this time, to send out religious messages so that others will be reminded in this time of pain and ordeal that there is a God, and God created them for a reason and for a purpose, and that He loves them. And despite whatever they are going through, God cares about them, that He will never abandon them. And the reason why we are saying that is because we ourselves should have experienced and witnessed that. Amen. And so therefore, we stand. I testify that Jesus is Lord.
Amen.
I testify that God cares about you. I testify that He will never leave you. He will never abandon you. I testify that He is healer. I testify that He is deliverer. I testify that He is the greatest lover.
Amen.
I testify that He sticks closer than a brother. I testify that He is a way maker. I testify that He will raise you up when you have fallen down.
Amen.
I testify that He will never leave you hungry.
Amen.
That He will provide for your every need. I testify this morning that God is greater than the coronavirus.
Hallelujah.
I testify that God will protect you because He is protector.
Yes.
As we experience that, church, because the world is waiting on us, the world is dependent on us, and Jesus is dependent on us, like Peter, like Paul, to spread the good news. We can no longer keep it for ourselves. If you experience, or you have a great experience, or you look at a good movie, you want to tell others. It is like a beggar finding food. What that beggar does, he goes and tells other beggars, look, there is food at Our Lady of Mount Carmel. He's excited because he knows what it is to be hungry and he wants others to be fed.
Yeah.
If we know what it is to be hungry, if we know what it is to be miserable, if we know what it is to be broken, then we should tell others who our healer is. We should go and tell others where they can find solace. We should be excited in telling others, come, come, meet a man that has changed my life.
Amen, amen. Amen.